Good morning, everybody. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. My name is Ralph William. This is Coffee with RW, yours truly. If you need to follow me on Twitter, go to at the Ralph William on Twitter and follow me on Twitter. And also, you can follow me on what's that other platform that's going to try and compete with Musk now? Truth Social. You can follow me on Truth Social as well if that floats your boat. Also on Rumble, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But most importantly, you can download my internet radio station, WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. And if that is not convenient enough, you can use your Alexa devices. Hey, why not? It's already spying on you anyway. You can ask Alexa, start WESN live, and you can tune in to WESN, Epic Strategies Network, at any time. Any place, anywhere. Or you can go to EpicStrategiesNetwork.com and check out the schedules there. Our DJs listen into the station and also give us a donation to help us out. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I greatly appreciate your time. I'm trying to get through some news feeds that I'm a little late to the game on. So for those of you that may not know, I'm doing this earlier than my show usually to get through my my sound clips that I was supposed to do on Wednesday or Thursday, but didn't get the opportunity to do it. I had some internet issues, and but luckily, hopefully, it's running smoothly now. We'll see on the playback. I want to say hello to Woody Bush in the chat, who's joining me this early in the morning. How are you, Woody Bush? I hope you're doing well in your neck of the woods. And for those of you that don't have your cup of coffee in the morning, I got you covered. If you're listening to this in the morning, there you go. Or in the afternoon, depending on the time that you want to listen, then there's never a bad time for a cup of coffee. So, as I do in my tradition, the traditions that I do every morning and every show in the morning, I give you guys a little salute of a sip of coffee for those of you that join me in the live. And even if you're listening to this later on, of course, you can join in on your own time. But if you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you have a beer hat and you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so and join me in a sip of cafecito. Mmm, delicious, delicious, delicious. So let's get right into it, guys. I have some clips that I'm late to the game on. For those of you that might not have heard it, I got some Project Veritas clips talking about Elon Musk and the Twitter debacle. And also we have some, hey, for those of you that want to retire earlier, early, or want to make more money, I have an article as well that you can go through that for those of you who want to retire later. I don't understand. Well, we'll get into that later, but I don't understand why anybody would want to continue working at 70 years old. But hey, if you're able-bodied and you want to do it and you're a workaholic, then go ahead and do it. I guess I'm just lazy. I'm a lazy bastard. So I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. So, but hey, I got an article here that's going to help you get through, get an extra 10K in your retirement. Hopefully you're in good shape to enjoy it. Also, we're going to be going through some Hunter Biden articles. Of course, some new leaks in of emails. And speaking of leaks, I have a website here for you that's going to be discussing the financial incentives or financial release of what's backing Elon Musk. Well, maybe not backing Elon Musk, but who's backing Twitter to combat Elon Musk in the whole hostile takeover of Twitter, if you want to call it like that. But let's get started with this. So this is the released audio or released video. I'm sure you guys can see it on Project Veritas's website or on YouTube channel or Twitter. They got plenty of platforms you can find it at. But here is a journalist that kind of caught a Twitter listener, a Twitter worker, really bad mouthing not only Elon Musk but also Twitter, the company. And letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak. But let's hear you go. This is from Project Veritas. Hey, Raccoon 6.
Now, is Twitter's definition of free speech the same as Elon's?
Apparently, according to him, no. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day and why I go out, is like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess like, it just kind of goes into the idea of like, well, what is correct? Like every idea of like, you know, it's kind of like the principle of being like good and bad. Like good and bad exists, and there's it either is bad or it's either good. It's not like a mix of good and bad. It's like one or the other. And it's like kind of the same idea of like, is it truthful or is it lies or is it a mix of truth and lies? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, where do you draw the line? Like,
that's my concern though. That's why I hate this deal so much. Elon's gonna fuck everything up.
Don't. He might try to, but there are people that are going to try to push back as much as they can because we are doing, the rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. But I think when he has to talk to the employees and face the music and be like, this is, because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. And so, like, if people are going to, they're not just going to be like, these are the policies we put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public.
So a lot of things to unpack with that. I got another clip of it, but there's some other clips that another part of it that I didn't crop out. But right there, he's telling everybody, this Twitter worker, saying that we are not smart enough to make up our own decisions on what is considered right information. And also, he brings up the point that free speech should not be, and part of the pun, trumped over the good of the planet. Now, the one thing that I have a problem with that is because without freedom of speech, the minority group or any minority group won't be heard and in the conversation of global matters. So everyone's voice should be included. Now, are they saying that they don't want to include everybody in the conversation? So there's only a small little population that should be controlling the whole global voice? Maybe. Apparently, for those of you that are not following the World Health Organization, there's a treaty going out, or they're working on it, to have complete control of every country's sovereignty in terms of locking down the country, considering it a pandemic in that country, sanctioning countries if they don't follow with whatever guidelines the World Health Organization follows. That's why you should go on Twitter and do a hashtag stop the treaty, because there's a lot of things going on out there that people are not really paying attention. You guys are more involved in Johnny Depp, trials. And I'm wondering, whatever happened to the the trial with Ghislaine Maxwell? I'm just wondering. I was getting most of the information about the Ghislaine Maxwell on TikTok, and I left TikTok because of the company that it was supporting, or that it was supported, and plus I got banned several times from TikTok. I wonder why. But I don't know what's been going on with Ghislaine Maxwell. So if anybody has any information on that, or I'll just look at it on my own time, send it to me on Twitter at the Ralph William, or on Discord if you're on the Discord server. But this guy who works for Twitter made plenty of mistakes. First of all, I didn't have the clip with me, but I remember the whole clip, him insulting Elon Musk with having Asperger's, right? I think that's how you say it. Calling him, pretty much not fit to make, intellectual decisions, which might be true. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works. But apparently he's doing a lot better than you, considering. But regardless of that, here's the rest of the clip from this Twitter worker who claims also that he only worked 4 hours in the last quarter. Now, I don't know if that's very smart or very lazy, but I wonder how corporate America is doing nowadays. I mean, power to the corporate America, bro. If you can pull that off, you're living the dream.
But what it really comes down to is, does Twitter care more about profit or ideology?
Now I think it's about, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
That's what's happened?
Well, Twitter's not profitable.
Because of ideology.
Well, if we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money, because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money. Do you get what I mean? I have no doubt that there's more to what they tell us than what they tell us. Like, there's probably is some more. Tell me the real, like what you're asking, I've no doubt there is. But there's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't, tell us the real truth. Like, you get what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I think at the end of the day, what the real truth is that they can't ever really say, it's all about money. It's all about money and making all these money. Parag, Jack, the board members, everyone gets paid. Elon gets tax benefits, doesn't have to pay taxes forever.
Right.
Everything. It's all a money shit greed America.
I mean, despite how you feel about capitalism, now, of course, no ideology is perfect, but the one thing that you can be clear of is that, at least the free money market, right, supposedly, it's fair. And it's voluntary. Whereas the communist socialist dystopia that you guys want, or everybody is aiming for, it is not fair. It's just a small group of people controlling everybody else, making sure that you follow what they deemed good for you, and you have no choice. So even though he might have some, it might be warranted in terms of it's all about money. Yeah, of course. But it kind of weird because if he said it right there that Twitter is not making a lot of money, right? Or it's not profitable. But yeah, are they still getting a lot of donations from or a lot of help from the government? I wonder. It seems that might be the case. And I also have this website, which I recommend everybody go checking out. I found this out, I believe, on Wednesday as I was doing my perusing around the, you know, my outlets and stuff for news topics. I came across this website. I forgot the name of it, but you can find it in the description box below. But the name of it, I believe, is called Open Books or Open Books America or something like that. I'm not sure. But it pretty much goes after all the financial backings and financial reports of politicians, companies. You know, they have an article about how much Anthony Fauci received in all of his antics in the NIH. And I came across this article, which was breaking at the moment. It might be a little late now, but it goes through some of the financial backers, I believe, of Twitter. Not only, even though it's in the article, it says, I believe the Daily Wire said that it was being backed by George Soros and other organizations, but they also have other companies in there that, I mean, some might be surprising, some might not. Talking about, you know, who's backing and getting a lot of kickbacks from the government to support Twitter, who is fighting Elon Musk over this takeover. But I know this is might be old. I believe that they're, I believe Elon Musk is pretty much on the win-win in terms of taking it over. But who knows? On a side note, though, I think I saw an article that just released, was it yesterday or the night before, where Elon Musk had or Tesla had to pay out a SpaceX flight attendant for saying that Elon Musk exposed himself to her. Excuse me. So it might be true, it might be not, but everything is coming out, and you know, Elon Musk is going to be on the chopping block now with getting some attacks from you know, from all angles. I don't know how long ago that occurred, but we're going to be seeing a lot of. But hey, can you blame him? This man, what do you have, like 6 kids, 7 kids from different baby mamas? Good for you, sir. All right, so let's get into that article. This is the article talking about the financial backings, I believe, of you know, Twitter. I hope this is the right one. Hold on.
The news of Elon Musk buying Twitter set progressive groups, politicians, and even journalists into a frenzy, fearful that his crusade to protect free speech would mean giving a platform to people they seek to silence. The groups called Musk's takeover a direct threat to public safety and urging advertisers to uphold Twitter's current content policies. Critics say these policies ban or penalize mostly users with a center-right perspective or investigations of the left. For example, Twitter suspended the New York Post's account when the newspaper reported on Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Musk called Twitter's post suspension obviously incredibly inappropriate and said he also planned to reverse the Trump ban. It's that attitude toward censorship that has progressives in a tizzy. Musk intends to steamroll those safeguards and provide a megaphone to extremists who traffic in disinformation, hate, and harassment, the letter states. Under the guise of free speech, his vision will silence and endanger marginalized communities and tear at the fraying fabric of democracy. Key findings. So who are these organizations and who funds them? That's a question that Musk asked in a tweet. Who funds these organizations that want to control your access to information? Let's investigate. The Daily Mail wrote an article that answered it. Some are non-government organizations, NGOs, founded by former staffers of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Others are funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundation. Wealthy Democrat donors and their family foundations, labor unions, and the governments of European nations. Musk also tweeted sunlight is the best disinfectant. We agree, so OpenTheBooks.com got to work. We searched federal spending to find that 9 of the 26 organizations collected about $10.5 million in federal funds over the past few years. Black Lives Matter was one of them, receiving $19,000 in grants from the Small Business Administration in 2020 and $11,300 in forgivable SBA loans in 2020. However, the organization was collecting these funds at the same time that some of their leaders were encouraging protests that looted small businesses. The other organizations that received federal funding are Friends of the Earth, $1.2 million grant in 2020. GLAAD, $7,650 grants in 2019 and 2020 and $2 million in forgivable loans from the SBA in 2020 and 2021. Media Matters for America, $1.1 million forgivable SBA loan in 2020. Media Justice, formerly Center for Media Justice, $210,255 forgivable SBA loan in 2020. Narrow Pro-Choice America, $936,350 forgivable SBA loan in 2020. National Hispanic Media Coalition, $194,789 in two forgivable SBA loans in 2020 and 2021. Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, $195,722 in three forgivable SBA loans in 2020 and 2021. Union of Concerned Scientists, $4.5 million in a forgivable SBA loan in 2020.
So there's a lot of backers there. So BLM, of course, pro-choice organizations, Hispanic organizations, helping out Twitter to fight against the Musk takeover, and probably a lot of the ideologies that are coming out of Twitter. But make sure to go check it out. That website, openbooks.com, openbooks.com. You can find any information on how much salary a politician is probably making, or a company, or a lot of useful information. Find out where your money goes. It's not all just going to Ukraine in the United States. All the money that we're paying for the American public and all this money printing that they're doing, they're sending it off to Ukraine because, you know, they need it more than us, I guess. And, you know, maybe they do, right? Maybe the United States people have been privileged too much. Maybe we've been softened too much. Maybe it's time for us to give out more than we take and consume ourselves. Maybe this is the wake up call to Americans. Like, hey man, we need to get humbled for a minute because. You know, we've been going on a long time saying that we're the greatest superpower in the world. And all we worried about is eating hamburgers and hot dogs and beer, you know, and really living the life. I don't know. Maybe that might have a point, but that's for another conversation. You're listening to Coffee with RW. I'm your host, Ralph Williams. We'll be right back.
CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out their clothing line. It's fantastic. Use code DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. That's DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. CaresNone.com.
Oh, yeah.
Are you uncertain about what's going on in your life? Or maybe you're trying to help someone else out fix theirs? Then I recommend you go to wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get yourself a reading from Poetic, She's a Reiki healer and is very experienced in this area. So make sure to go to holeeshift.com, get yourself a reading today, or you can get it as a gift card and give it to someone who might need it. That's holeeshift.com. Let them know Ralph William sent you. That's holeeshift.com.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
In other news, due to supply chain issues.
Not to be dramatic, but if there is not a coffee in, on, or around my mouth hole in 30 seconds, I'm gonna die.
You and me both, sister. You and me both. Thank you, everybody. You're listening to Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. Follow me on Twitter at the Ralph William on Twitter. And let's continue on. So there's this comedian, and you probably heard a beginning clip of it. There's a comedian, JP, I believe. You can find him on Rumble. Maybe he's on YouTube. I'm not sure. Awaken with JP or Awaken by JP. Funny guy, man, and I like to use a lot of his clips in my episodes and shows because it's very funny. It hits home. This is JP in one of his latest videos. Pretty much going through the headlines like I do, and a nice little spoof on what's happening in the world today. So this is Awakened by JP. Make sure to follow him on Rumble. Whoa. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
In other news, due to supply chain issues and a baby formula factory being shut down since February due to contamination issues, there is a baby formula shortage happening in the U.S. that's putting many infants in unfortunate danger. But luckily, the always coherent Brandon administration stepped in amidst the shortage and sent baby formula to the Mexico border so that U.S. babies would have a better opportunity to not have any. And in very unrelated news, Bill Gates has made an investment in a company called BioMilk, which will soon be launching a breast milk alternative product. Right, as conveniently, there is no competition for it. This Justin! I wonder how that happened. Now, Bill Gates has said, "It would be tragic if conspiracies about me were keeping people from getting..." Well, we at the media that he helps control, oddly enough, couldn't agree more with him. There is nothing but baseless lies fueling absurd conspiracies around Bill. The reality is, right as True North 2021 points out, Bill Gates is amazing. He launches an artificial breast milk right as formula shortages hit America. He is the largest investor in things, and there is a pandemic. He is the largest owner of farmland in America, and there's a food crisis. Now, this is the true reality. And I think we can all agree that the conspiracy theories that point out these exact same things are all false. And as the midterm elections are coming up, candidate for Arizona Governor Carrie Lake points out, "The people who shut your businesses and killed your careers are now asking that you re-elect them so they can keep their jobs. Never forget what they've done to you." That's right, so continue voting blue so we can get more of the same that only gets worse, so we can continue building back better. This Justin! In a real democracy, you have what's called election integrity. In a pretend democracy, you are not allowed to question election integrity, which oddly enough would ensure election integrity would never get remedied if there was in fact infringement on it. Weird, I know. Let's move on. Congressman Madison Cawthorn has proposed a bill that would require the CDC to include abortions in U.S. death rates. But the CDC has pushed back, citing that for the past 2 years, it has not accurately reported death rates in any demographic.
Wow, really? Huh. That's some shocking information there. But yeah, that's some of the antics from Awakened by JP. Make sure to go follow him on Rumble if you don't have Rumble. He might be on YouTube. Funny individual, man. Funny guy. Conservative. Not a lot of good conservative comedians out there. But along with Steven Crowder, of course, as far as I know. Luckily, someone who's in the podcasting scene a while ago pulled me on to Steven Crowder, and I want to thank them for that very much. if they're listening, thank you for putting me up with that. And I enjoy listening to their his show every day, almost every day. It's good stuff. Well, moving on. So let's see where I discussed. I discussed, well, here's something that is might be interesting for some people in terms of Social Security. There's an article here saying that you might be able to make a good amount of bank if you just work longer. Like, who wants to do that? But you can have up to $10,000 more, I believe, a year. If you just wait until you retire at 70, I mean, if you're able to do it, man, that's more power to you. But I don't see why you would want to. You can't really enjoy it, but maybe, who knows?
Washington, May 17th, Reuters, flag data from a...
Sorry, that's the wrong one.
Here's how the typical retiree could get $10,740 in extra Social Security benefits each year. So how could the average senior get more than $10,000 in extra Social Security income each year? It's simple. You would need to wait until the age of 70 to get your first check. You have a choice to claim benefits starting at 62, and you also have a full retirement age FRA between 66 and 4 months, and 67. If you get your first payment at your FRA, you'd receive your standard benefit, which equals a percentage of the average amount you earned during the 35 years your inflation-adjusted wages were highest. You also have the option to wait until 70 to start your checks. If you begin benefits at 62 or any time before FRA, your standard benefit shrinks since early filing penalties apply. If you begin benefits any time after FRA, your standard benefit increases as it's possible to earn delayed retirement credits up until the age of 70. Early filing penalties reduce benefits by 0.5% per month if you start payments within 36 months of FRA. That's a 6.7% annual reduction. If you begin getting checks even earlier, an additional monthly penalty 0.5% will further slash your monthly payment. That adds up to a 5% annual benefits cut. And delayed retirement credits increase payments by 0.75% per month, which results in an 8% annual increase to your standard benefit. If you were on track for the average Social Security benefit, which is $1,657 in 2022, you would see that cut by a total of 30% if you had a full retirement age of 67 and claimed your benefits 5 years early at 62. That would give you a monthly income of $1,160 at 62. But if you instead waited until 70 and got a 24% benefits increase, your income would climb all the way to $2,055. Some quick math shows that's $895 extra per month, or $10,740 per year. More money. So by waiting an extra 8 years, your income goes up quite dramatically. Of course, it's up to you to decide if you'd rather get less money each year but get it sooner, or if you'd prefer to maximize retirement income.
Now, I don't know why anybody would want to continue working until they're 70 just to get an extra 10 grand a year in a Social Security check. But I mean, hey, if you're in good shape, if you're able to enjoy it, then hey, go ahead and do it. Some people say that when you retire, you tend to let yourself go or go quicker, right? Because you feel like you have nothing to do. Even though there's plenty of things that you can do depending on where you're at, right? But I guess that's a good idea, right? If you're able to do it, spend your money, receive a good amount of money to spend in your last, 10, 20 years. So give it a shot, people. If that's what you want. Me, I would try and enjoy my time as much as I can without having to kill myself. But I'm just a lazy bull. Anyway, moving on. I did find an article recently about a plane crash that happened a while ago, I believe from China. I didn't really get into it that much, but apparently they found the black box, or they analyzed the black box from that plane that crashed into a mountain, I believe. And from what it seems like, the crash was intentional. Like there was nothing. I think it was a Boeing plane. From the Boeing company, and it seems like the plane crash was intentional. So could it be like maybe a spy took it over and probably like crashed it? Was there somebody important on the plane? I don't know, but everybody on the plane passed away. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but this is what the article said, and I just want to acknowledge someone in the chat who says life is for living, not working. You do have a point there, Dennis Parker. Thank you for that input. You are correct. I would rather prefer, and he's probably speaking of the Social Security article that I was playing before. It's, some people who want to work until 70 just to get an extra 10,000. But if you're going to be miserable not working at 62, you're still going to be miserable from not working at 70. I don't know. Maybe. That's just my opinion. I would try to maximize my laziness in my retirement age. But that's just me. So here's the article with the update on that plane crash that seemed to be intentional from China.
Washington, May 17th, Reuters. Flight data from a black box recovered from the China Eastern Airlines 600,115 SS jet that crashed in March indicates someone in the cockpit intentionally crashed the plane, the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday, citing people familiar with U.S. officials' preliminary assessment. A Western official told Reuters that the focus is on the actions of the crew after the preliminary investigation did not find any indication of a technical malfunction. Boeing BA, and the maker of the jet, declined to comment and referred questions to Chinese regulators. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, did not immediately comment. In March, the Boeing 737-800 jet, which was en route from Kunming to Guangzhou, crashed in the mountains of Guangxi after a sudden plunge from cruising altitude, killing all 123 passengers and 9 crew members aboard. It was mainland China's deadliest aviation disaster in 28 years. Read more. In mid-April, China Eastern resumed use of the 737-800 planes. In a summary of its preliminary crash report last month, Chinese regulators did not point to any technical recommendations on the 737-800, which has been in service since 1997 with a strong safety record, according to experts. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homney said in a May 10 Reuters interview that board investigators and Boeing had traveled to China to assist the Chinese investigation. She noted that the investigation to date had not found any safety issues that would require any urgent actions. Homney said if the board has any safety concerns, it will issue urgent safety recommendations.
Now, these are some crazy, I don't even know if you can call them allegations, but the fact that somebody would intentionally crash that plane full of over 100 people, killing everybody, everyone's got to go. Was it intentional? Did somebody get bribed? Did somebody like put a gun to somebody's head? Was there a terrorist on the plane? What was the reason? That's pretty scary. That would have happened. And have they released any flight logs? Who was on that plane? Was there any political people that were important, anybody with some pull in that plane? You know what, these are some interesting things to know, man. And it's a damn shame that happened, and my heart goes out to those who passed away on that plane. Doesn't matter where you're from, man. If innocent life is an innocent life. So, it's just crazy to know that somebody intentionally crashed that plane. I wonder, maybe they were trying to save people. You know, maybe it was in like another terrorist attempt, and the pilot just decided to just go right into a kamikaze, right into a mountain. I don't know, man. That's an unwritten or undirected movie that will probably be good. But It was a good article. It just came to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna talk about that or play it out so people can think about it. Speaking of thinking, guys, make sure to go check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric. You can find them on your podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you're on the Podbean app, you can download the Podbean app, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, on your Google Play or Apple Play Store. And come and join them in the chat every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. They do a feel-good morning show, which is the opposite of mine. I'm more of a get you upset in the morning with a cup of coffee while they're bring you up nice and gentle with some happy-go-lucky conversations. So make sure to go check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on the Podbean app. And if you can't catch them on the app, you can catch them on the Epic Strategies Network at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the different platforms and different ways that I mentioned earlier. You can go to EpicStrategiesNetwork.com, ask your Alexa devices, or download the mobile app, and you can check them out on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. That is the Old Man's Podcast with Danny, Joe, and Eric. All right. So moving on, man. Speaking of some crazy movies, nothing like Hunter Biden and the shenanigans that he's putting into, man. I put out a tweet. There's nothing, I don't watch movies anymore, right? Because real life is much more interesting. Like things that are happening in politics and real world stuff, at least they drew me in with the craziness of the last 2 years. You know, I've not really paid attention to the TV for so long, and everything that's going on is just like a movie. It's crazy. So here's an article about Hunter Biden and the email dump that happened. Maybe it was last week. I'm not sure when, but there's a lot of interesting emails being dumped out into the public from Hunter Biden's laptop. See if I can find which one it is. Is it this one? Hold on.
Ass to grass or?
Oh, no, not ass to grass. That's for squats. That's for squats.
Here's how the typical retiree could get.
No, that's not it.
In other news.
Where is it? Here. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
A new database of over 100.
There you go. This is the Hunter Biden article.
A new database of over 120,000 emails from Hunter Biden's laptop has been released by a former Trump aide this week. 128,775 emails were uploaded to BidenLaptopEmails.com, a searchable database by Garrett Ziegler, a former aide to Peter Navarro and Donald Trump's Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, uploaded through his organization Marco Polo. Here are the 128K emails from the Biden laptop, which is a modern Rosetta Stone of white and blue collar crime under the patina of the Delaware way, the site said, referring to a term often used by Joe Biden for bipartisanship in his home state, which has since become a euphemism for elite corruption. Prior to the discovery of the Rosetta Stone, a number of ancient languages were mere gibberish and hash marks. Similarly, the emails on the Biden laptop illuminated previously convoluted webs of the people you see leading the charge for global governance. Truly, the emails can be considered a translation tool for open source intelligence, assent gathering. We do not condone, encourage, intend, or have any knowledge that any other person will or may use the information herein for any unlawful purpose. Marco Polo's motive is to see justice delivered to all criminals by those whose responsibility it is to carry out that duty. Many of the emails from Hunter's laptop have already been covered by the likes of the New York Post and the Daily Mail in the weeks before the 2020 presidential election, but many more are now searchable for public investigation. The Washington Post and the New York Times in March finally admitted that the Hunter Biden laptop emails were authentic in an effort to salvage credibility as evidence continued piling up against the puppet president's son, who is currently under a federal criminal investigation.
So, man, I guess you need to know how to do code to crack those emails, or maybe some people out there can do it pretty easy. But it should be for an interesting read, that Hunter Biden, information. Not to mention the videos and all that stuff that are on those hard drives. But I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Make sure to go to EpicStrategiesNetwork.com. And let me get into my last little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Fair use is hugely important.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Williams' podcast when he's live is something seriously wrong with you. You gotta get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
What a moron.
Hey, are you looking for a company that provides welding services? You need to create a container home? Then look no further. Go check out HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com. A licensed and insured welding company that is located in the Florida area. Make sure to give them a call at 954-347-4071. That's 954-347-4071. They are based out of Florida for all your welding needs. That's 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Excuse me, I happen to be passing. I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, it's very nice of you, thank you.
I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
Oh, man. I love that movie. It never gets old. Make sure to go check out that movie, Airplane, man. It's a classic. Even the Naked Gun movies, man. This is still funny. It's so funny, man. I enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody. You're listening to Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. Make sure to go download the Epic Strategies Network app and give it a listen. There's plenty of music and conversations for everyone. So go ahead and enjoy. All right. So here's one thing. For those of you that are on Podbean, you can check out the Podbean app. Come and join us. Hey, Lightbright. And I found this article on Sweden. A bunch of kids have tried to bomb, a subway station in Sweden, in Stockholm. And we have a buddy here on the Podbean who does a lot of shows here. Goes by the name of MiltDog 2020. You can find them on YouTube. I do recommend going over there and give it a listen, give it a watch, and give it a follow and a share. You'll greatly appreciate it. That is MiltDog 2020. And I pulled this article here that kind of had me a little disturbed, because I believe MiltDog is from Stockholm. Hey, Lightbright, how are you? Lightbright in the chat. And I wonder if this hits close to home. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly the perimeter of where he is. But apparently these two young teenagers, I don't know if they found this explosive device or they made an explosive device, but they've been arrested. And I wonder why they try to do it. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see what the article says.
Swedish police apprehended a group of teenage boys after a bomb was discovered at Stockholm Central subway station last week, according to reports. Authorities were alerted about a suspicious object at around 7 p.m. on May 10th at the T-Central and Metro Hub in Sweden's capital city. A cordon was immediately established and police began searching for suspects while technicians examined the item, which turned out to be an explosive device. Aftonbladet reports. Four male suspects were detained later that night and brought in for questioning, police said. After further investigation, two of the teens, aged 15 and 16, were arrested on Friday under suspicion of preparing to commit murder. According to the Swedish tax agency's population register, the 15-year-old was born in Thailand, but has been a Swedish citizen since 2016. His mother now lives with a Swedish man in Kungsangen north of Stockholm, Samnet reports. The 16-year-old is also from Kungsangen and was born in Sweden, but has a father from Argentina and a mother from Peru. The 16-year-old has a troubled upbringing with a now-deceased big brother who has been convicted of crime several times. Authorities have indicated the suspects may have ties to criminal networks. We cannot go into what those connections look like, but there are network connections, explained Stockholm police spokesman Daniel Wickdahl. Prosecutors now have until May 27 to decide whether or not to pursue further legal action against the suspects. Major explosions and bombings have become commonplace in Sweden.
That's crazy, man. I didn't know Sweden had it like that. I thought that there were big, big stuff in Sweden. And for these kids to just start making bombs, bombing everything, that's crazy. So my heart goes out to those that live in Sweden, man. MiltDog 2020, make sure to follow him on YouTube and Instagram. Show him some support. He's living in a very dangerous place at the moment. And these kids, man, we'll see what happens. May 27th is just around the corner. You never know what kind of shenanigans they're going to get into. Speaking of shenanigans, I hope everyone's going to be enjoying their summer soon. Hope you guys are getting your things in order and everything is going well, because who knows what's going to happen in the fall time with some crazy situations going on in the world. And I'm just going to step aside real quick, and I want to say, hey, Light Bright, what's going on? What are you doing up so early or awake so late? Light Bright is up in Texas. How's Texas treating you? I hope you're doing well. So another crazy news on another part of the world. Oh, I'm still working? Oh, nice. Okay. Are they how are you treating your employees? Your employees. It's humid AF in Texas. Oh, okay. Well, hey, man. I'm digging the picture you have. You have very beautiful pictures. I hope you put some more up on Instagram. It's I'm digging the tattoo. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't remember what it was, but it looked nice. It looked nice. You treat your employees well? I would hope so. You don't need nobody calling at you. People like working for you? Cool, yeah. You probably let them like take multiple breaks, smoke out back, take some extra food home. I would enjoy working for you too. So let's move on. So, speaking of, this might come down, well, maybe not your alley, Library. I don't know exactly what you do, but I'm sure it's in the food industry, right? Correct? I got this article yesterday of an Arby's worker. An Arby's worker urinating in a milkshake machine. They just get their jollies out of this. It's very disturbing. So I'm more and more reluctant to go to fast food right now. Fast food restaurants. I'm a general manager and bartender. Nice. Good job, girl. That is disgusting. Yes, it is, Lightbright. Let's get into it. This is the article sent to me by a listener and told me to to discuss it. So please send me your articles on Twitter. DM me at the Ralph William on Twitter, or Discord me if you have me on Discord. Send your articles at the Ralph William on Twitter, and I'll play them out here and discuss it. So here goes the article of this Arby's. He might be a manager. I'm not sure. Of course he is, probably. Who got his jollies from urinating in milkshake machines. Oh, boy. Do people want to make it worse for us out there?
An Arby's manager allegedly urinated in the milkshake mix at the fast food eatery for his own sexual gratification on at least two occasions, cops said. Stephen Sharp, who was being investigated for child pornography, admitted to police that he enjoyed relieving himself in the restaurant's milkshake mix while working as a night manager at a Vancouver, Washington location, according to police. The Arby's manager was arrested by Vancouver police and confessed to downloading and distributing child pornography and having a sexual interest in children on May 10. Officers executed a search warrant and uncovered dozens of photos and videos depicting the sexual exploitation of children as well as the urine video on his digital devices. He downloaded the disturbing content within the chain restaurant on at least one occasion, police said. Investigators are looking for any unlucky customers who bought and drank the urine-contaminated shakes. Vancouver police are asking anyone who purchased a milkshake from the Arby's at 221 Northeast 104th Ave on October 30th or October 31st and has a receipt to contact them. No other employees of the East Vancouver Arby's location are believed to have known about the manager's fetish for urinating in the shake mix, according to law enforcement. Sharp was charged with four counts of possession of depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, four counts of dealing depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and assault. Police are still investigating the library of illicit videos and images on Sharp's devices.
Excuse me, I'm choking on my coffee.
Yes, so am I. That is quite disgusting. Very disgusting indeed. And you should be ashamed of yourself. What's going on, Tears? You're just catching me at the end. I'm just wrapping up. This is just my pregame, and we're going to start it off at the regularly scheduled program. So this is pretty disgusting. Light Bright in chat says, when I was – oh, boy. okay. I didn't read the whole thing. I thought you said when I was high. No. You're saying when I was in high school. There you go. When I was in high school, mom grounded me and sent in my – wait, and sat in my, oh my God, section. I mean, I spit. Ew, you spit in her gravy before. That's disgusting. Ew. Oh, that reminds me of that movie Waiting. You ever seen the movie Waiting? You should. That might be too old for you. I don't know. You're still a young girl, young lady. She should have grounded me. Oh, so you've seen that movie. Okay. You love that movie. Oh, it's a great movie. It's funny. I recommend everyone checking out the movie Waiting. It's quite disturbing. Quite disturbing indeed. Well, guys, I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Make sure to download the Epic Strategies Network on your Google Play Store or Apple Store, or go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com, or ask your Alexa devices to start WESN Live, and you can tune in at any time. And make sure to go check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Podbeam, or 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network app. And depending on when you're listening to this, my buddy Tears, his birthday is on May 20th. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. And if you know him like I know him, you should wish him a happy birthday too. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'll catch you guys every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network or on the Podbean app for Coffee with RW. And I'll catch you guys there indeed. All right. So as I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care. Peace. Yeah.
excuse me, I'm choking on my coffee.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.